Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for your attending. My first press conference, actually, for the to fill the position of manager. Obviously, we talked about this last week, and on Friday we were pretty much close to a deal to bring Mark here. And I'm glad to say that this morning we've managed to iron everything out, and he is now the new manager of Scunthorpe United. So I'm sure he'll be ready for any questions you have, and of course I'll be here as well.
Mark, welcome to Scunthorpe United. Mike White from BBC Radio Humberside. First of all, your reaction to coming in as manager of Scunthorpe United?
Well, first and foremost, I'm delighted. You know, I went to the game on Saturday and had a look and a good look at what the players are capable of from time to time. And I was encouraged, there's no doubt about that. I think both Andy and Tony Dawes have handled that situation brilliantly, and I thought the players stepped up and got a really good win, because it's always a difficult place to go, Gillingham. But I thought, not only that, I thought they controlled the game well and passed it well as well. So it gives me real encouragement.
How has this move come about? Talk us through it.
The usual scenario, really. I was busy painting and decorating, as has been widely reported. Mostly watching, because my wife was doing the painting and decorating, in all honesty. The call came sort of Wednesday afternoon. First thing I did was look to see about Russ, and unfortunately in these circumstances somebody's got to lose the job for you to gain a job. And you know, Russ did a great job last season getting promoted. He's recruited some good players, and wish him all the best, because I know Russ, but I'm not close to him, but I know him, and he'll bounce back and go on to other things. But that gives me an opportunity, and the opportunity, I think, was too good to turn down. I think everything that's happening at Scunthorpe, the chairman's plans, the owner's plans, and the new stadium, the training ground, I think the existing playing staff may need a little bit of help, and I'm not talking about numbers coming in, because there's quite big numbers here anyway. But it's exciting times, absolutely exciting times, and the plan that I work to, obviously dependent, club-dependent and resource-dependent, things will change, and it can't be something where we go and throw millions and millions of pounds at things. It's got to be right, and the first thing we've got to do is make sure that the structure's right, the staffing structure's right, and the playing squad is as fit as they can possibly be going into the upcoming games. And you know, we know in the Football League that the games come thick and fast, and it's a real test of a squad. And there's been some injuries here to key players, and at any level, you can't afford the number of injuries that they've had here, and that always causes problems. So we've got to make sure that we get as many players back as fit as possible, on the pitch as often as we possibly can do, to give ourselves every chance. But as I say, what I saw on Saturday was encouraging.
Yeah. How big is the challenge facing you then? Obviously you saw the win on Saturday, but where the team are at the moment, how big is this challenge for you?
Every job is a challenge, and it's a different challenge. Having said that, it's the same challenge. You've got to pick points up, you know. So we've got to work hard. But I want everybody to enjoy it. I want everybody to enjoy where we hopefully will get to. Now my role will obviously change and evolve over the period of time. First and foremost, we've got to get enough points on the board to stay clear of any danger, and at the same time, try and do it in a way that's going to excite the supporters. You know, I think that's key, and eventually it'll happen. I'm hoping that the players will give me everything that they can do. Some might fall short, and there might be one or two changes. There might be one or two incomings, and that'll depend on what the players give me from now until I decide that the time's right to make a move in the market.
Seems to have been a job that you've done at all the clubs you've managed. You've gone in, you've improved them, you've given them a lift. How have you gone about doing that, and how will you transfer that this time around?
There's no secret formula. You've got to work hard. I think organisation, I think that a buy-in from the players, and make sure that the players are capable of doing what you're asking them to do. I think that's key. At Huddersfield, it was a similar situation where we had 16 games left, and we were 3 points from the relegation zone. We weren't actually in the relegation zone. But the Championship's a different animal. It's very, very tough. It is in all leagues. There's no, you know, I'm not making in light of League One, because it's a really, really tough league. But we have to make sure that we're competent and confident moving forward to be able to pick the points up as quickly as we possibly can do. Now there's back-to-back games, and we've got to try and put those wins together when we possibly can do. And again, I'll go back to Saturday. There were elements that were really good, and there are elements that obviously need work.
You come to a club and with a chairman that's had two managers in the last 12 months. Was that any concern to you at all when you were offered the position?
I think we all know. I mean, we all know in football that it's a precarious game. It's results driven. You know, I think we've got to make sure that there is a plan and a proper plan in place, and we don't waver from a plan. I think there's always scope to change and modify things as you go along. But I've got assurances that I've got a blank canvas. I've got carte blanche to manage, the autonomy to be able to manage and make the decisions that need making. So, you know, if we succeed, we succeed. We succeed together. If we fail, that'll be me.
Just a couple of quick ones.